call the Dog and Joe Show.
Hello? Hello?
916-766-9370. The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River.
All right, time to do Know the Dog and Joe Show. Stroke our enormous egos right now, and you might win something. That's why we really do it. One, we like to see if you listen. Two, if you do, it makes us feel really, really good because we're insecure. And we always do it on Friday. What we have today, we've got these amazing plush. These are what they call high thread count.
Yeah, they are.
Very, very, what's that?
That's Egyptian cotton you're looking for.
Yeah, Egyptian cotton. That's what they are, yeah. These are not Egyptian cotton.
No, they're not.
These are very low thread count. In fact, after you wash these once or twice, the logos on them might vanish. These are what you call high dollar beach towels just in time for Halloween. They can be yours.
I can't tell you that you can wash them twice and the logo will still remain.
Oh, you've washed yours twice.
Yes, my son likes to use his for a towel when he jumps in and out of the pool now.
Oh, so it does last longer than two washes.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, low thread count, high quality graphic. 766-9370. Let's go to Julie. Julie, do you know the Dog and Joe Show?
I hope so.
How long have you listened?
Years.
All right, put a number on it.
Probably, I don't know, 7 years or so.
Oh, you got a real good shot here.
Okay, very
real good.
Real
good shot.
All right, Julie, pay attention. You got to get three questions consecutive, okay? Let's start with this one. Who on the Dog and Joe Show wears shorts every day?
Dog.
Wow.
You're off to a good start.
Even this morning, I got sweatpants on, but underneath, shorts.
Okay.
Something you should also know is he likes to cut holes in the pockets of his sweatpants.
Yeah.
So that he can use the pockets of the shorts underneath. Yeah. I don't know why the sweatpant pocket doesn't work for you, but...
Well, here's the thing. Joe likes this because it really is revolutionary.
And it's sneaky.
It changes the game of how you wear sweatpants, because here's the thing. I only put the sweatpants on because it's chilly this morning. You know, it rained. Trying to get over the flu. So I put the sweatpants on over my shorts.
Yeah.
But I cut holes through the sweatpants to use the short pockets underneath because they're more durable.
Okay.
If you put stuff in your sweatpants, all it does is pull your sweatpants down. So I put secret pockets. I unstitched the sweatpants so I could use those pockets to put my keys in and all my stuff.
I mean, it seems revolutionary if thieves wouldn't do that. I mean, that's what thievery, that's how thievery begins in any kind of a store. You walk in, you've got holes cut in your pockets so you can put them in the inside pocket that's hidden below.
Yeah, is it called thievery when you steal and give back to yourself?
That's a trick question.
Yeah, no, it's actually not. It's not called anything. You idiot is what it's called. It's called idiocy. Don't make me.
People were making him laugh all night last night. He was spitting food out.
Oh my God, I'm choking. Now, Julie, you're on the board. 1-0. Question two.
Okay,
Julie.
Give her a good one.
Okay.
My apologies. I'm trying to get over this cough and all this hacking, so I'm sorry.
Julie, now know the Dog and Joe Show. There's three of us. That possibly could be the answer for this one. But which one of us has a cat named Trey?
Joe.
Oh!
Wow!
She is hammering right now.
Nicely done. Julie, get this next one correct, and you can send us photos on either social page, 937theriver.com, of you sporting this very low-thread-counted, high-graphic towel, just in time for Halloween. All right, let's see. Let's get a good one. Okay, I think this is pretty good.
Okay.
Who is the self-proclaimed nerd of the show?
Ooh.
Yeah, see, getting tough.
I know it's between Joe and Dana.
Who is the self-proclaimed nerd of the show?
I want to say Dana.
Wow,
Julie
yes.
has nailed it this morning.
Dana, is that fair? You proclaimed that on the show.
You know, I had to think pretty hard about that at first because I was like, wait a minute, have I done that?
Yeah, you're the nerd of the show.
But yes, I am.
Yeah, you said back in school you used to be a good student. You were always kind of nerdy.
Yep.
Yes, I was always nerdy, not kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if we said who on the show is a turd, the correct answer would have been Joe.
See, of course.
If you would have said self-proclaimed.
Turd?
Yes.
Oh, I can't. Hang on, Julie!